with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Jewish prayers in Israel are taking place underground for safety.
Tel Aviv residents held their morning prayers in an underground parking garage amid ongoing security tensions. Some residents don't have access to shelters in their homes and have been sleeping in the city's underground parking lots. The U.S. and Israel continue to pound Iran after killing Supreme Leader Ayatollah Al-Khamenei on Saturday. Iran and its allies are striking back at Israel, Gulf states in the region, and targets tied to oil and gas production. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Energy prices are soaring amid supply disruptions and fears of a widening conflict in the volatile Middle East.
Iranian threats have choked off tanker traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz. About one-fifth of the world's oil passes through the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Tankers traveling through the strait carry oil and gas from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait and Iraq, Qatar, Bahrain, the UAE and Iran. Gas prices here at home have already risen sharply, up 11 cents per gallon from Monday to Tuesday, according to the AAA. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas voters are casting ballots to settle the first U.S. Senate primaries of the midterm election year. Republican Senator John Cornyn is trying to hold on for a fifth term. Democrats will choose whether to send Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett or State Representative James Tallarico to a November general election. Cornyn faces a challenge from MAGA favorite and State Attorney General Ken Paxton and Representative Wesley Hunt. The contest is expected to go to a May runoff. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 403 points, the Nasdaq dropped 232. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders react to U.S. attacks on Iran.
Franklin Graham, head of Samaritan's Purse, is cheering President Trump for seeking regime change in Tehran. Writing on Facebook, Graham says, quote, "Thank you, Mr. President, for standing up to bring this evil empire to an end and give Iranians a chance to be free." Tony Perkins of the Family Research Council concurs, adding, quote, "The Iranian regime posed a serious threat to Israel and other peace-seeking nations." Michael Harrington reporting.
The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has determined that the federal government can borrow males from using female bathrooms, dismissing an appeal from a man who worked for the Army. The commission decided against a civilian IT specialist who worked at Fort Riley, Kansas. The man told his managers that he identified as a woman in the summer of 2025 when he asked to use bathrooms and locker rooms for women. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court preserves the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City for the 2026 elections. We hear more on the story from correspondent Julie Walker.
A victory for Republicans in a national tug of war over redistricting that could determine control of the closely divided House of Representatives. The Supreme Court siding with Republicans in ruling that the boundaries of the only GOP-held congressional district in New York City doesn't need to be redrawn for the 2026 elections, despite a court ruling it's unfair to black and Hispanic residents. On Monday, SCOTUS halting the state court ruling that had ordered the district held by Representative Nicole Malliotakis that covers Staten Island and a small part of Brooklyn be redrawn. Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.